We just save the audio from these recordings. We're going to do a combination of songs that I have either collected or written that are on Dharma themes, or threshold choir songs that are also Dharma themed, and I'll bring in some of the Dharma context as we go along. Okay, let me grab my guitar.
Is this where we are right here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and also, I know I asked you to turn on your camera so we could see each other, but I forgot that I'm also going to be sharing the screen so that you can see lyrics. And when the songs are really short and simple, I might, you know, unshare the screen so we can see each other, but I wanted you to see lyrics. Now, the thing about singing along on Zoom, you may well know this, but for those who don't, unfortunately, we can't unmute and share each other's. I mean, my mom and I will be unmuted because we're sharing a screen here, but you all have to stay muted, which is very sad. But the reason is that the timing of when the sound hits your screen is different from when it hits everybody else's screen. So you may have had the experience of singing Happy Birthday on Zoom. It's cacophony. So please do sing along, but just along with my mom and me, and know that others are also singing along as you like. Okay, so share screen. Oh, and so this is a version, an edited version of the songbook that I use on Tuesday nights. I have an ongoing Tuesday night drop-in sangha. You're always welcome. If you're free on a Tuesday night and you like singing Dharma, this is a thing that we do every Tuesday night. The Zoom link is on my website. And this is the songbook that we use. It's the actual songbook that we use has like more than 100 songs in it. This is an edited version. This has like 16 songs, and hopefully we're aiming to get through them all in less than an hour. We'll see what happens. Okay, so this first one is Welcome by Rabbi Sheffa Gold. She's a rabbi who does a lot of her teaching through song and chant. And the second line, welcome this moment. The original words are Shalom Aleichem, which means I bring peace to you. But welcome this moment, meaning really welcome the moment. You know, welcome to you. So glad you're here. Here we are in this Dharma circle together. But also, mindfulness invites us to really see what's happening in the lived moment and allow it to be here. So whatever's here for you now, the colors, the images, the sensations, the internal experience, whatever it is, welcome it. It's your lived life in this passing moment. So I'll sing the first line, and then my mom will echo. You can sing along with her. Entering in, settling down.
One more time.
can learn to welcome ourselves into any moment that we're in. It's really almost a matter of just coming into the present and saying yes to it. And there's can be an unconscious resistance to the present moment, and mindfulness teaches us to fully land here. So to help with that, we'll do this next song. Thich Nhat Hanh, very revered Buddhist teacher and writer and poet and civil rights activist, says that this teaching is the shortest complete Dharma talk he ever gave. I've arrived, I'm home in the here and in the now. I'm solid, I'm free, in the ultimate I dwell. So you can feel your whole life has conspired to put you here in this moment. You've arrived here in the here and the now. You can sense your sensation, your connection to the earth, that sense of solidity, which is passing, but in the moment you can feel it. And the freedom of this moment is accessible when we inhabit it. In the ultimate present moment, the ever-changing moment, I dwell. I have arrived, I am home in the here and in the now. I have arrived, I am home in the here and in the now. I am solid, I am free. In the ultimate I dwell. In the ultimate I dwell. I have arrived. I am home. In the here. Take a moment to notice your breathing. A simple sensation, which is usually under the line of awareness, not conscious, can be made conscious. And we can enjoy the simple sensation of breathing, and from there, walk through the portal into the present. And notice other blessings that may have been under the line of consciousness. Maybe tonight you're fed, you're housed. Maybe tonight you have a friend or a glass of water. Certainly you have us in this community right now. Present moment, wonderful moment. In breath, out breath, deep breath, slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath, present moment, wonderful moment. We're going to do it in a round. You can join my mom or me and sing it in a round with us. In breath, out breath, deep breath, slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath,
in breath, out breath, deep breath, slow breath, calm breath, ease breath, smile breath, release breath,
not only because of the blessings that it may contain, but also because when we are in the present moment, we are not in wandering mind. And wandering mind can create all kinds of havoc. The neuroscience has revealed this midline down the center part of the head, connecting where the both hemispheres connect, where there's this operating part of the brain that's been called the default mode network. And that's the part of our brain that turns out thoughts automatically when we're not present. And it evolved to keep us safe, not to keep us happy. And it's not at all prepared for present day. And what it does is it helps us, it guides us to ruminate on the past, worry about the future, create a solid sense of self, and think about problems. Well, not so helpful. And when our nervous system and our physiology react to that, there can be quite a bit of suffering that comes from this wandering mind, this mind that's churning out these kinds of thoughts. So when we return to the present moment, and we return again and again and again to the present moment, we're teaching our minds to come back to the prefrontal cortex, away from the default mode network, where we can really inhabit with more serenity and more equanimity what's happening now. So this next piece is Return Again. And it's written, it's from the Jewish tradition for this time of year. The Jewish New Year is coming up, and this is a song that's sung in renewal congregations. Sometimes about returning to what's sacred. I use this song year round about returning to the three refuges taught in Buddhism: Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Buddha means one who is awake, or to awaken to the present moment. And the more that we can wake up and just be here now, as Ram Dass said, be here now, the more we can notice the present moment is very often wonderful. So we return to the present moment. We also return to Dharma, to teachings and practices that help us experience open-heartedness, because open-heartedness is synonymous with well-being. And we also return again to each other, to Sangha, to supportive community, people who get what we're doing with this stuff and are on a similar journey. There's Sangha is just irreplaceable, really important part of practice of our evolution in this tradition. So return again to the present, to the teachings, and to each other.
Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return to the land of your soul.
All right. Okay. So, many, maybe all of you, are familiar with the loving kindness practice taught in Buddhism. When the Buddha taught loving kindness, he simply taught the practice of radiating friendliness towards all beings out of your heart. And then about 1,000 years later, Sri Lankan Buddhist scholar suggested that this idea of radiating out of your heart could be actually moved into some phrases so that we can imagine categories of beings, and that might make it easier to build up our metta, our loving kindness. And these are some of the traditional phrases. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May I take care of myself and live with well-being. Beautiful ancient phrases. So the practice is taught with categories of being, and the idea was that you start where it's easiest. And for many people and cultures, the easiest place to start with loving kindness is with the self. It's not necessarily true for Westerners. But we still begin, very often we'll begin with ourselves, and we will for this song tonight. So we'll basically be singing our loving kindness phrases. So we'll do the phrasing for the music is a little bit, it takes a minute to learn. So we'll do each pronoun twice through the whole song, each pronoun twice. In the traditional, you do yourself and then you do a benefactor, like a teacher or somebody who's guided you or mentored you. And then you do a dear friend, and then a neutral person, somebody that you might see but don't know, like maybe somebody in the Sangha right now that you see but don't know. Then the next category of beings is difficult people. It's found that if you open your heart sufficiently, it's possible to even wish our difficult people well. And finally, all beings. But for the sake of simplicity for this song, we do I, you, and we. And as we sing, really bring to mind whichever beings you want to. So when we're doing I, see if you can really offer this nutritious wish inward. And when we're doing you, you can pick who you want to send it out to. It could be a friend or a loved one, even a pet. And then when we do we, you can make it a circle of loved ones, or you can go out really wide and send it out to all beings as you wish. That's how loving kindness practice works.
May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be healthy and strong and physically at ease. May I take care of myself and live with well-being. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I be healthy and strong and physically.
Things that I have done in my Buddhist journey over the last 30 years is I did a lot of my own practice on metta for self, loving kindness for self, and then realized that this was something that a lot of people wanted and needed. So I wrote a curriculum for a 10-week class on loving kindness for self. and I taught it for a number of years. I still teach it occasionally. And next song, I Am Loved, comes from the Threshold Choir. It's written by Marilyn Powers Scott. And it's one of the songs that we sing in the Sit and Sing Circle, but I also, with Marilyn Powers Scott permission, recorded it when I made an album of songs for Buddhist inspired songs for children. The album is called Hey Little Puppy, and it's a bunch of different songs that mostly that I wrote, but some that I collected that I thought would be good for parents to offer kids on themes of mindfulness and kindness. But this one really speaks to the power of knowing that you're loved. And many of us can have a belief that we're not loved, or we're loved conditionally, or we're only loved some of the time. And one of the miracles, one of the many miracles of mindfulness, is that as we touch into the present moment over and over again, and we can feel our interconnection with the earth and the air and the whole world, that we really, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, we really inter are with everything. We can feel what Thich Nhat Hanh says is that we are loved by the whole cosmos, that the whole universe really is there with us, walking with us, and that even like the water that we drink or the flower that we see growing out of the crack in the sidewalk, all of that is love. Mindfulness tunes us into that sense of care that's available in the world. So this song speaks to that. I am loved, deeply loved. I am a well-cherished garden. I am loved, deeply loved. I am a treasured child. All my days from the very first moment of living, I've been loved, greatly loved. I am loved. You are loved, deeply loved.
Greatly loved, you are loved.
So this song, Instrument of Peace, these words are attributed to Saint Francis. I put it in a Buddhist context because it speaks to the power of intention. An intention is a thought, but it's a really important thought, often unconscious, really, really important, because it's the thought that precedes action. And when, with mindfulness, we can take a pause and see if our intention is going to be of value to us and others or not. Is it coming from limbic reactivity, you know, fight, flight, and freeze? Am I going to be, you know, reactive and mean-spirited in what I'm saying? Or is it coming from a real place of connection and care? If we were all conscious of our intentions and, you know, we're able to dismantle some of the unskillful beliefs that we've learned from wounded people along the way, this world would be a completely different place. So this song speaks to the wish to really come from and also offer peace. So we'll do it, my mom and I will do it together once, and then we'll do it in a round, and please sing along with us.
May I be an instrument of peace. May I be an instrument of peace.
Going to tell you a little story from Threshold Choir and this song. Some of us with our leader got to go to Bali about 10 years ago to sing there, and this song was just such a big hit with these disabled children that we were partnered with for our work and singing. And we had this wonderful event on the edge of the bay, that's so not the ocean side. So it was calm, and we were singing this and doing a kind of a Virginia reel with it, with the children, these mostly teenage, early 20-year-old kids who mostly couldn't move very well. And so we held them and swung them around with us while we sang, being an instrument of peace. And it was certainly a highlight of my life. So anytime I sing this song, I'm there again. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to plant the seed of that image in your minds so you can be there with me.
Mm, beautiful. Yay. Thank you, Mom. So Kuan Yin in the Mahayana tradition is the bodhisattva of compassion. Kuan Yin means one who hears the cries of the world. You may have heard another name for her, Avalokiteshvara. As Avalokiteshvara, she is male, but really she's all genders. We call Kuan Yin a they for sure. The pronoun would be they for sure. With Kuan Yin or Avalokiteshvara will change gender or form or shape. It's said that Kuan Yin will become a loaf of bread if bread is needed. And there are images of Kuan Yin all over Asia, actually all over the world. You'll see them everywhere. People wear them around their necks, or they're on little altars in businesses, because the energy of compassion is understood to be one of the most powerful and healing, definitely most healing energies that we have here in the universe with us. So invoking it and tuning into it is really skillful. It's also considered indispensable for freedom to cultivate this energy of compassion. So as we sing this Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, you know that there are many, many other thousands of people also singing it right now all over the world, this very chant. So sometimes we really need to call, as we do with this chant, call compassion, bring it from the universe to us. That's a very skillful intention. Other times we're resourced and we have it within our hearts and we could send it out. And this next song, Sending You Light, is about sending compassion out because it's sorely needed, as we're well aware. You can also send it to yourself. You can be both the giver and the receiver of compassion simultaneously. So notice how you're doing right now. And just if you feel like you can use some compassion, offer this to yourself and let our singing be for you. If you're feeling, you know, like you're wanting to send it out to others, bring those others to mind, whether they're known to you or not known to you personally, but you're aware that they're out there and they need compassion tonight, the light of compassion. This song was written by Melanie DeMora, really powerful Oakland singer-songwriter. I recommend checking her out, checking out her material. Her music is quite wonderful. This is just one of many by Melanita Moore.
I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love.
So many of you have heard of the Buddhist teaching about the Brahma Viharas, which means the divine abodes. These are four human states. These are states we all experience time and time again. But we can be aware of them and cultivate them, widen and deepen them, so they show up more often, and they are all states of love. So the four Brahma Viharas are loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. And this next song, number 10, My Grateful Heart, speaks to the power of appreciative joy. So when it's traditionally taught, appreciative joy means really taking in and celebrating the joy of other people, which is a really beautiful skill to have. And some people come upon it naturally, where you're really happy for others when their successes. But we can expand the definition of appreciative joy further to include appreciation and gratitude in general. It's a really powerful reset when our mind has gone down some rabbit hole of negativity, to spend some time practicing gratitude. And the science shows that appreciation and joy are very intricately linked. And it's not that joy, it's not that appreciation comes because we're joyful. It's much more that joy comes because we're present for and appreciative of what's happening in a given moment. So as this song says, my grateful heart forgives so many sorrows, brings peace that lasts forever, illuminates the dream. So as we practice appreciation as a conscious, intentional practice, it illuminates the dream of this life and gives us a good sense of what all the beauty and all the miracles are all around us. My grateful heart, so filled with years of living, memories flow by me like petals on a stream. My grateful heart forgives so many sorrows,
brings peace that lasts forever. Illuminates the dream. My grateful heart, so filled with years of living, memories flow by me like petals on a stream. My grateful heart forgives so many sorrows, brings peace that lasts forever, illuminates the dream. My grateful heart, so filled with years of living, memories flow by me like petals on a stream. My grateful heart forgives so many sorrows, brings peace that lasts forever.
Okay, and we've gotten to 5 minutes to the hour. So in these last 5 minutes, we'll just do two more. We'll do in this moment, and then we'll close with our dedication of merit. So this one we don't have a guitar for, but starting now. So I'll sing it for you once, and then my mom will join on harmony. In this moment, I open my heart. In this moment, I open my heart and receive all the love that is always surrounding me. In this moment, I open my heart. In this moment, I open my heart. In this moment, I open my heart and receive all the love that is always surrounding me. In this moment, I open my heart. In this moment, I open my heart. In this moment, I open my heart and receive all the love that is always surrounding me. In this moment, I open my heart. All right. So I'll do, so we like to close circles with a dedication of merit, circles like this, where we've come together to share community and teachings like these. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. This dedication of merit was translated from the Mandarin by Reverend Heng Shir, the abbot of the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery, where this Sangha meets when we can meet in person. And he put it to this tune by Lorena McKenna.
May every living being, our minds as one and radiant, Share the fruits of peace with hearts of goodness, luminous and bright. If people hear and see how hands and hearts can find in giving unity, may our minds awake to great compassion, wisdom, and joy. May kindness find reward. May all who sorrow leave our grief and pain. May this boundless light meet the darkness of our sacred night. Because our hearts are one, this world of pain turns into paradise. May all become compassionate and wise. May all become compassionate and wise.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Blessings, blessings. Next week, Dawn Scott will be our guest speaker. Have a good week. Thanks again for being here. Take good care. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. That was very beautiful.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Eve. Thanks, Eleanor.
Hi, Ellen. Thanks for coming. Bye, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eve.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eleanor. Hi, Karen. Hi, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.